450 years before Christ, Pericles was a Greek politician and general during the Golden Age of Athens. He was called the first citizen of Athens. During the 30 years he served his city, he changed his world and helped define ours. His organizational skills and his building projects brought about the rise of the Athenian Empire. He built secure fortifications for the city, and he established the first Senate House. He put in a network of pipes for fresh water and built the most powerful navy in the ancient world. By building a series of temples, he altered the skyline of the city. In fact, he oversaw the building of most of the ancient ruins we'll see while we're in Athens. Amazingly, he did this as an elected politician, not a king. He was able to accomplish all of this because of three attributes. He was a military leader, an effective speaker, and never forgot the source of his power, which was the support of common people. To fund his goals for Athens, he convinced the city assembly to raid the Greek treasury, which was money set aside to defend all the city-states in the region. Pericles commissioned the building of the Parthenon, which is the most imitated building in history. It took 8 years to build, cost $100 million, and gave great employment to the people. The 20,000 tons of fine marble was moved from a mountain 10 miles away. It was done by using a team of oxen and rollers. Every block, some weighing up to 13 tons, had to travel this distance and then climb the steep Acropolis. And then, the last part of the trip was up a 300-foot slope. He did this by using a counterbalance system. Horses and men pulled the ropes down the hill, which moved the stones up. Some of the people visiting these sites don't understand the difference between the Parthenon and the Acropolis. The Acropolis is the hill, and the Parthenon is one of the buildings on top. Pericles also built the Agora. It covered 30 acres and became the center of city activity and commerce. It was a political and social center as well as a marketplace. It had busy streets, a collection of temples, and the first ever Senate House. It was the council chamber and is the birthplace of democracy. 500 citizens held daily meetings except on religious holidays. These senators were not elected, but were randomly chosen. They discussed new legislation and other matters concerning the administration of the city-state. Every citizen of Athens was expected to serve sometime in his lifetime. Their method was simple. An issue was brought up, like litigation, taxation, war, etc. Everyone cast their vote by dropping a black or white marble into a pot. The issue was settled once both sets of stones were counted. They even had a method for expelling a member who was corrupting the system for their own personal advantage. That person lost all his possessions, and he was banned from the city for 10 years. The common people loved Pericles. Every year for 30 years, they voted for him to retain his position as the head of the Board of Generals. He died of the plague during the war with Sparta. The war continued after his death until the Spartans conquered Athens. As it turns out, both city-states lost because they became so weak that Philip of Macedonia and his son Alexander stepped in and conquered all of Greece. Paul visited Athens in about 50 AD. It had been under the Roman rule for over 200 years. It was a university city, a center of teaching and learning, a place where wealthy families sent their sons and daughters to study. The city was full of idols, Acts 17:16. The word full of means saturated with. Athens was a city of about 10,000 people and over 30,000 gods. There were even statues dedicated to the demons of the underworld, Every city block had an association with some deity. A writer for Rome said about Athens, "It's easier to find a god than it is to find a man." When you include the surrounding area, the population today numbers over 3 million, the seventh largest urban area in Europe. It is one of the world's oldest cities, going back 3,400 years. It was a home of Socrates, Pluto, and Aristotle. It is widely referred to as the cradle of Western civilization and the birthplace of democracy. Here is your tip for the week. During your free time in Athens, be prepared to tip 10 to 15% for waiters in cafes and restaurants. With taxi drivers, you can just round up the amount or add a couple of euros to the fare. Those who want to go deeper, watch a YouTube film on the Parthenon and the Acropolis. Caesar of the day will be Vespasian. The cultural insight will be on the women of the Roman world. Your assignment is to go to the archive page. That is the second link in your weekly email. There you'll find a list of possible places to go during your free time in Athens. Take the time to look at some of these on Wikipedia. Any that look interesting, find a film about it on YouTube. But possibly you'll arrive at Athens and find that you didn't have the time to research how you'll spend your free day. The solution for this is simple. Ask some others on the tour what they're planning to do. Possibly they'll allow you to tag along. Here are a few things to know. You will need transportation during this time. Think about using a taxi or Uber, metro, tram, bus, or walking, but we don't recommend renting a car. If enough people are going to the same location, possibly we can get the bus driver to drop people off there before he returns to the hotel. You'll still have to find a way to get back to the hotel. Don't forget the earlier tip. You don't have the right-of-way when crossing a street. And don't forget another tip. Pick up the hotel business card before leaving the hotel that morning. And remember this. Taxi drivers around the world are notorious for ripping off tourists. Always use a licensed taxi and make sure the meter is running as soon as you sit down. Oh my, we're going to have a good time. I'll talk to you next week.